Welcome to this podcast. This is where two idiots talk about some games, some anime, and we're here to entertain you guys while we play games in the background and you guys listen to us. So take it away, Dopio.
All right, thank you, Rohan. Well, my name's Dopio. I like anime and games. We normally play Smash Bros and stuff in the background, and we just discuss whatever is the main hot topic or hot button topic or whatever you want to call it at the time. And hope you guys enjoy. All right, so
here we go.
Rohan, question one. This is Smash. What are your thoughts on the newest DLC characters?
Well, here we go. The hero, I've never really been a giant fan of Dragon Quest, but it's always been something that I've looked at and go, ooh, this is cool, considering how much I like Dragon Ball Z, and just the way the characters look in that game. So, anyways, so the way that game works is weird to me, and it's fun, but I think it's just gonna be another Fire Emblem character like Robin or something like that. It's me. What do you think?
Yeah. I see some major differences in the way that the UI is different, and how you have what the actual technical definition of it is, but the new menu that is available that appears next to your character slot. It's gonna be kind of weird. I think it might work a little bit like Robin's, as how you have all the different magics and the books and stuff that you can use. It's kind of interesting to see how it plays out, because supposedly you're able to
magics and stuff that it has. It brings a whole new, the way it works is going to be interesting, because, it's going to be the switching at the bottom is going to be weird, because you have to pay attention to that while you're fighting.
Yeah, you have to be very, very, very careful. Because, you wouldn't want to, try and go for a spike, having to switch through your stuff and then, end up getting, back-aired by, K. Rool.
Oh, great.
That would kind of suck. Like that spike there.
I like that one.
But, yeah, it's just going to be really weird to, having to focus on two things at once. I mean, because fighting is already really, really hard to do. Yes. Trying to focus on everything, managing where your character is, where your opponent is. Judging on where you should attack, when to do all these
all
things.
Your stuff. Ooh, spice!
Spicy kill. So it really is going to be interesting, to see how his playstyle is as being a sword character, not just like Robin, but being a full sword character.
And he doesn't really use the sword for the magic, so it completely takes the whole sword away for that. Mm-hmm. And the new the hard ability where they turn into metal. I don't know what that's called yet, it's going to be interesting how that works. Is it just going to work like a shield where it's there for a minute and you take no damage or move? So, the whole snooze thing, I think it's going to be a little overpowered with the new magic stuff it has.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because being able to harden yourself and just take no damage, or I don't presume that it's going to be all your damage is going to be reduced, but it's going to kind of be a K. Rool or... what's another character that has half damage? Joker, for example. Oh, he has the down B for his rebellion gauge.
Ah, yeah.
The damage. It might be like that, but more extreme.
Well, no, in the trap we saw when they used the snooze, it put the opponent straight to sleep, just like a Jigglypuff thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really interested to see how it works.
Yeah, absolutely. I see it being a fusion of Roy and the magic elements of, say, Robin.
Well, if you saw the dash attack, it's it has Link's dash attack. The little, hop forward sword. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really interested in the hero. Zahiroda!
What about Banjo and Kazooie? I personally, being heavyweight to midweight range, I am really interested to see how he's gonna play, because in the trailer it looks like he hits like a truck, but he has the weight of, I don't know, say Mario, Ike. You're like, yeah, a mid-range character.
Well, Ike's a heavy. You got to keep that in mind.
True. But yeah, something around there.
So something like that would work. But my thoughts on Banjo is I never really played that as a kid, so I don't really know what Banjo is going to be like. But I'm really interested to play the character just from the way I saw the trailer and the way and how hype it was.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing I'm really interested to do is play all that. So, but I'm not as excited as I am for the hero, because Dragon Quest, I mean, I love it, but I never really got to play it. And I've seen it a few times and seen it play, but never got to play the games. I've never owned one.
Yeah. So you sort of like more seen like gameplay and not like an actual experience with the yeah, characters or story or anything.
So I'm not that as attached to it, but like Banjo, I saw it as a kid, but I never once got to play it.
I actually, I still have my N64 with me, and still it still works surprisingly for all these years. I got to play Banjo Kazooie once at a friend's house. He used to collect a whole bunch of old consoles and old Nintendo games and stuff. He's a Nintendo fanatic. And so I got to play it once. It was more of a free. It's like Mario 64, but that's the only really way to compare it to. It's kind of got that free roam aspect, but you know, with the story in with it. So it's going to be kind of interesting. It also is like a Duck Hunt kind of character, as he was introduced, like as a Duck Hunt. Kind of.
Yeah.
Similar. But yes, it's going to be kind of interesting how using two characters at once is going to be.
If it has that whole like ice climber feel to it.
Or if it has the Duck Hunt feel, where, you know, Kazooie won't really do anything.
Now that you say that, I'm really interested to see how they're going to play that off. Because they have
two different ways.
A lot of options they could do with that.
Mm-hmm. And because they could either do, there's two, oh wait, actually there's three. You could have the Ice Climbers. You can have the Rosalina and Luma. And you can have the Duck Hunt. Like how two characters are going to play.
Personally, do not think it'll be like Rosalina and Luma.
Yeah, well,
because of the way that.
Okay, yeah. So they're pretty unique, so.
But I do see where you're coming from with that.
I wasn't saying, like, you know, there's a possibility for that, but I mean, just saying, like, if they really wanted to kind of go on the crazy train, then they could.
But yeah. Like, it'd be an interesting idea, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I caped that. That is... All right. Expectations? So, like, who do you think is going to be in the last two slots? You have any idea?
Honestly, with the amount of...
You think.
I don't know. But Crash Bandicoot, as much as I don't want him in, like, I've never played a Crash Bandicoot game.
I played them when I was a kid.
I've never played one, and so I don't really know him. But I know he's, like, really crazy, and I'm not really sure if he'd fit into the roster that well. Kind of got that, but...
He really wouldn't.
But he does have tons of new games coming out for him on the Switch.
You got a point.
He's starting to become more relevant. More people are starting to see him. So Nintendo might think of this as a way to plug. But
more content, more like a new way to put or hype up a new a character.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. What's your next one? Or do you want me to go on?
I mean, do you have any expectations for the DLC characters?
For me, I want to say, just because it was like leaked, like there was data mines, but so far they've been accurate, except for Banjo. That was the only thing that wasn't accurate from that list I saw.
Mm-hmm.
Doom Guy's a very good possibility for me. I don't like Doom. I never have. but it'd just be interesting to have another character like that in this game.
Yeah, do like another mature character.
Yeah.
Also, it'd be kind of fun to see how the dev team would kind of implement such a gory character, such like a just monstrous character, into like a playful party game, so to speak.
Yeah, into a game like Smash. I'd be really interested to see how they did that.
There's lots of potential for there. But, yeah. I mean, they did manage to get Snake and Bayonetta, Joker, all those, and there's pretty mature content in those. Not as bad as Doom in the slightest, but...
Well, Bayonetta is up there.
But it's more of a sexual content, not gore.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, stop that. Okay. Yeah, that's all I got. I don't really have any expectations. I'm just sitting here waiting, basically.
Yeah. Just to kind of see, like, what they got in store. I mean, I'm sure whatever character they put in, you know, as long as it's, like, not a stupid character that really no one likes.
Yeah, no.
But as long as they're, like, relevant enough and they have potential, should be good. I'm fine with them adding whatever character they deem fit. Or Sakurai wants to put in.
It's not even Sakurai at this point. It's like Nintendo has full control over this, basically.
True. So it's basically whatever they think is... Oh, well, that sucks.
Yeah.
Would be like more of a moneymaker than anything. It's probably what they're going to do. As much as they don't want to admit it, like, it mostly is for the money.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, you really have a point there, though. It's whatever gets them profits.
Although,
Oh, go ahead.
There's no game for Persona coming out for the Switch, I don't believe. So no, why would Joker...
I'm pretty sure that was already confirmed that Persona is not coming to Switch.
Yeah, because...
Who?
I don't think. Because there is a Battle Royale or something for Persona.
Like, that is
some cool. Weird name. It's a nice kill, though.
Yes.
But I don't think that's coming to Switch, though. I think that's only for PS4. So, doesn't necessarily mean it has to be for Nintendo, or, like, you have to be on a Nintendo console.
Yeah. It's just... Persona 5 is not coming to Xbox, either. So, yeah.
Well,
I think we're done with that one.
Yeah.
Let's All right, next... for a second for this next question. Let's go to the roster for the next question. I'm about to say it. You'll hear it. The next question is, who needs buffs and who needs to be nerfed?
Oh, boy. Okay. See why you wanted to go to the roster.
Yeah.
Honestly, Little Mac has so much potential. And he's one of my favorite characters because just the way he is, he's like a semi-lightweight and he hits hard and he's like really dodgy and like... one of like my favorite characters in design wise, but his recovery and his side B just really throw him off the edge.
Needs to completely rewrite them, and you have a real point there. They just need to completely rewrite the character's moves. His down B is perfect. The counter works for him, but his side B, no, it just doesn't work. His up B is terrible. It's trash.
Well, I mean, like, it would be a good up B, if not for the fact that you only go up, like, a few pixels, if that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of an exaggeration, but you don't get very much recovery. I mean, I wouldn't even really call it recovery. It's more of an attack move than anything.
Yeah. Looking at this roster, like, I'm okay with the state most of these characters are in.
Mm-hmm. All of them have a fair chance.
Except, like, Little Mac, he's just sitting over here completely below everyone because of his moves. You up his moves or change, like, give him, at least give his recovery a longer distance to go up.
Yeah, like, they could change his recovery to be, like, more like a Ryu and Ken kind of thing.
Yeah, instead it's a whole, like, spin punch, and I don't even know what it's called, but it just doesn't work.
I think it's rising uppercut.
Okay. It's not a good move.
Mm-mm.
So he's a buff. It's a buff.
Yeah.
So, no character really needs to be buffed to me.
Except for him.
Except for him.
Because Incineroar, people always complain like, oh, his up B's trash, it's suicidal, you know. The only way you can mess up his up B is if you do it way too close to the edge. And that's on your fault.
Yeah.
Trust me, I tried using Incineroar and using his up B, and I've killed myself countless of times. That's my own fault. His up B is extremely deadly to your opponent, too, if you know how to use it and combo it.
You can it hits you with a meteor smash if you land it properly.
Yeah, and it also spikes.
Yeah. That's what a meteor smash is.
Oh. Sorry, I'm not hip with the lingo.
Anyways, characters that need to be nerfed.
Ganondorf. Ganondorf, even though I think they buffed him in
the
last update.
You know what? Ganondorf's fine. The reasoning I say this is because he's slow enough and he's easily counterable with that stuff that fighting a Ganondorf, granted, you have to have no skill to get hit by like Doria, because it takes so it charges up, but
yeah, to the point where it's gonna kill you for sure if you're a lightweight, even if you're a lightweight.
Yeah,
you still have to let it charge up and sit there, and if you roll into it, yeah, I mean that counts as a good kill. But I mean, if you just sit there and take it like it's nothing, then yeah, it's your fault. So I can see where he is good.
The up B on Yoshi is terrible. I
think it's situational.
Okay. You have a point.
Because if you are like below the stage, yeah, no, his recovery is not going to do anything for you. His recovery is more of a get you up high so you can drift down to the stage. More of a, and less of a, you know, rise up really quickly.
Okay, it basically like, it gives you the distance of Ice Climber up B without the sister.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. There's that. Sheik's damage.
But that would be a buff. Yeah, Sheik is just one of those characters on the roster that's like below Little Mac. Because she doesn't do a lot of damage at all. I mean, there's Thanos memes they saying like, oh, Ashika combo, all that for a drop of blood.
Yeah.
No, that's really true. I mean, Ashika can fully go out on a combo, like, fully go ham on you.
And only, you only have, like, 100%.
Yeah, if that. So when she could really be.
Characters like Donkey Kong can send you straight from 0 to, like, 150.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, I didn't
mean to. In the right combos. Right, no, you're good. But, yeah, she just doesn't do enough damage to where she's usable. Like, I get, like, if there's any Sheik mains out there or anything, you know, I understand, like, she's a really cool character, really interesting, has, like, a good backstory, and her moves are pretty decent. It's just her damage is the only thing that needs to be buffed.
Yeah, that, for me, just... she does no damage. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's my only flaw about Sheik, is it? Also, you have to be skilled to play Sheik, too, so...
Yeah, it takes a lot of skill. Unless you don't, you just like spamming and then doesn't really take any skill.
Unless you ram your face against the buttons in your controller, then you're good.
Yeah. Rosalina, I think. And it's not like her damage, but it's more of a... If Luma gets sent off the stage, you hit the B button, she'll immediately like slowly start coming back to you. It doesn't have to be really fast, like instant transmission like Goku. I mean, it could just be like... She slowly rises back up to you, and she can still be hit around like a freaking volleyball, but she'll still come back to you off the stage. So you're not like helpless completely.
So like make the Luma gravitation better?
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
Other than that, most of the characters are pretty balanced.
Yeah.
Pretty fair.
There's not many characters that are like overly powered.
Well, all right.
King K. Rool is a different story, though. But okay. We won't talk about that.
No. You don't have to have any... For me, I don't care what people say. For me, if you play King K. Rool, you don't even have to be skilled. You just have to know like what a side B, what all the like specials are. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Like, there. Trust me, there are some players that can play King K. Rool like an absolute god.
Oh, yeah. I've seen him. Like, Zero has also played King K. Rool. That video was amazing.
He's, like, arguably the best Smash player ever.
Well, yeah. Actually,
I think he was crowned because he's won every single tournament that he's been in. Most of them.
Well, yeah, most of them. I think that's it for that one.
What about, you know, like, any features that should be added to the game? Ooh. Like, any new kind of stuff, I guess.
Now that I think of it, like, really? I swear to God.
You know I had to choose King K. Rool.
Yeah, of course you did.
Just talked about him.
Of course you do.
Anyways, continue.
To me, I think Smash is good right now. Like, but they need to add new features before it becomes dry again.
Because they said they want to support this game for a while.
Well, because they're not making a new Smash game.
Mm-hmm. I think this is the last in the series.
Combo. Yeah.
So.
And it's going to be disappointing to watch Smash like go away like that, but it's bound to happen. So. Ooh.
Yeah, because I don't know. They need to add more features if they want to support this game forever. Right, if they want to support, oh, not forever, but for a long time. They're going to have to spice up a bit.
The VR version of it.
True. They could add that to make sure like you could actually play battles like that.
They are.
Maybe do like VR matches.
That would be fun. But I do not know how it works. I think it's just a view of the stage in VR. I'm pretty sure.
Right now it is a just kind of, you watch the replays and you can tilt your head and stuff.
You super armor monster. I swear.
That wasn't.
You cannot shield my hit.
Well, I was going to dodge, but then you like dash at me. So, you know.
Yeah, I understand. Woo. Anyways.
You have anything else?
Not really. I have no real new features that like I would like to come to Smash. Sorry.
I mean, I don't know any, like, I can't name any new features that I would want, but I mean, they definitely need some.
That was disappointing. But yes, there are new, they need to add new things if they plan to do, keep this game running for a while.
Absolutely.
Can we just push Marth's pixelated face right there?
Absolutely lovely.
So, last call for this one. Do we have anything we'd like to add to Smash or like to see get in?
Definitely some more like free DLC or like free, not Echo Fighters, but costumes and stuff.
Oh. One thing we forgot to mention with the DLC slot is that there's like 16 slots that are being used as placeholders. So I guarantee you later down the line they're going to add those to, they're going to take this to 100 characters. That's what I'm thinking.
I think at least.
Yeah, we still have a lot of characters coming. So that's one of the reasons why the game won't die, is because there's gonna be new things, for sure.
Yeah, all those fan favorites that aren't getting in right now, like when I was at the very beginning of Smash, before Piranha Plant got released, I was a big supporter of Geno. Absolutely wanted him in.
Screaming Geno in my face.
He really was. I wanted Geno in so bad, and then he didn't get in. I was just like, oh, that kind of sucks. And, you know, I kind of lost all hope. But after seeing all the data mined slots and stuff, There's a chance that they might get in.
As much as Sakurai wants Geno in this game, this is the game he would put him in. He wanted to put him in Brawl, but I don't know what happened with that. But he...
Time restraints.
Oh, okay. Time restraints.
Was the only reason.
Didn't they push that game back like 2 or 3 times?
A few times, yeah.
I think. I don't know. But yeah. So he could realistically add it in this game. It is possible.
I think he's going to. If this is the last Smash Bros. Game for a long, long while, then he's absolutely going to want to put one of his favorite characters in.
Yeah. I want them to redo the interface. Like,
for what?
If they're going to make this the last Smash game, then I'd rather, I'd have them redo a bunch of the interfaces, the way it looks. It's fine, but eventually it'll get boring to people.
Yeah. I like spicing up the UI and stuff.
Excuse me, but what did you just choose?
Cloud. What's wrong with that?
All right. I'll take it.
Let's go anime sword fight.
My Marth is superior. I'm not going to let you sit there in charge. Anyways.
You get first hit.
Yeah. Any point?
I don't know.
Listen, you anime sword fight. Thank you. No! Okay, we need to... Alright. Are we done with this?
Yeah, I think we're done with Smash currently. So, what about Pokemon Sword and Shield?
Disgusting.
I'm really upset.
I have... There's so many problems with that game. God, the way you play Cloud is just... I don't like it.
Sit back and charge. But yeah, there's just way too much. They're removing over half of the Pokemon.
No, more than half. Did you see who what all they're adding? And they said they're not going to touch the Kanto region. They're going to put all of them in there. They did not. But no.
They're like, oh yeah, we're going to try and add all the Kanto region.
Like the Kanto.
They're the original 151.
Excuse me, but what happened to that, Nintendo?
I know, but it's just so upsetting because my favorite Pokemon are going to be there. Like Zekrom and Rushram? Nope.
Nope.
All the other legendaries? Nope.
Ah, no, stop. You anime sword fighter, I swear.
It's just so disappointing to see them throw away such a good game. And also, they said that... hold on one second.
All right.
That one of the reasons that they are not going to add all the things is because of the new models. Well, Pokemon, the most recent one, Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon...
It's
they
like
have a all...
Actually.
Oh, yeah, that one. are just the other models scaled up a bit. So a little bit like more polygons, more tune-ups and everything.
It's polishing them. That's all it is. They don't really have to do anything. Even if they wanted to, they could literally just up the shade on most of the Pokemon and they're good.
Yeah, just a little fine-tuning.
I don't complain that much about the models that we've had for 6 years now. Excuse me. No.
Omni Slash at 120%, you're dead.
No. I'm not dead, I'm overkilled. Anyways, but go ahead.
It's so irritated. I get people, they're coming from oh yeah, you guys are ungrateful, immature. Are we really though? We just want our Pokemon. Like they're saying that, oh yeah, we can't add all these things Pokemon because there's too many. Over 1,000. Yeah, I get that.
There's not over 1,000. No way.
There is. Well, I mean, not right now. But with all the ones that they're going to add in Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Oh!
I missed that.
Why not? Good.
There will be over 1,000. Yes.
Yeah, but still, it's disappointing.
Mm-hmm. Because Lucario is one of the talks that might not be in there because he's a major fan favorite.
Oh.
Is he going to end? No one knows. Same with the Megas. They removed the Megas, and they also removed the Z-moves.
They're Mega Absol. Really getting rid of most of everybody's favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think there was a something you sent me up on Instagram that said, like, it was the meme with Patrick and whatever that Dyna guy is from SpongeBob. That dude thing. I'm so confused right now. It was like, it has all this, and then it says, like, at the end, so why are these Pokemon not in Sun and Moon? Because we don't want them there.
Oh, of the hat guy from SpongeBob. I don't remember his name.
Either of us.
I'm gonna look him up. I'm gonna look him up.
Oh, I didn't know we could leave while on this. Can we?
I don't know. I don't want to try.
Yeah, neither we are. Anyways. Hey.
We'll cut this bit out.
Alright.
Alright, back in 3, 2, 1. Okay.
Alright.
So yeah, we'll look him up later.
Yeah. Stop.
As I'm getting beat to death.
Indeed.
So, Megas and Z-moves, well not really Z-moves, but more of Megas, actually gave other Pokemon a chance to like join the meta and actually like be useful and competitive and actually make a difference in Pokemon battles and stuff.
And they're completely taking that out. So all these Pokemon that had Megas and all these like all these cool things that everybody needed, they're all gone. Just do not for 5 minutes.
Spam forwarder?
No. I don't even spam forwarder. Okay. Alright, stop. It's not. Anyways, but my baby, my freaking child, is not gonna be not gonna have its mega.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need
and that was like one of the
I don't need the mega for it, but it's makes that me love that character even more.
Yeah, because it finally gets that dragon type.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about Charizard. You need a spot dodge for those that roll, by the way.
I know that now. That was pretty hot.
Yes.
Parry.
Parry. Forward smash and clap. You trying to main clap?
No. He's not really a character I can use. I'm sure I could. But not right now.
I can see you using him, but like at the same time, no, he doesn't really fit your forte of characters.
Mm-hmm. Oh. All right, back on topic.
Sorry.
Oh, you're good. Again, we stray off topic, guys. It's in the description of the podcast.
Oh yeah.
But back to Sword and Shield. So it's really disappointing because Charizard, it's a dragon, okay? We can all agree that he's a dragon.
Yeah, but Z-moves, I'm okay with them not adding Z-moves, to be fair.
Because all they are just new animations.
And I don't use Z-moves. I never have.
I only use it for my Marshadow.
I did not like Z-moves. To me, so that's not a big good luck.
There's no point.
That's not a big thing for me as Z-moves, but Megas is a big thing for me.
Yeah.
My Mega Charizard X is something I always used.
Because it doesn't have that dragon resistance now.
Did you see that Dragonite was in the... if Dragonite was on the roster for the thing?
The leaked roster says that it wasn't. That Dragonite was one of the ones that got cut.
It's just another reason for me not to buy the game. I seriously don't want this game. If they're not adding all these things, like the only thing that would draw me in is the fact that I can play online with friends and still go this. We can all do the story together.
Yeah, and it's open. It's free world, open world.
Well, Pokemon's open world.
Well, but this one's more emphasizing that
to a extent.
Yeah, it's more open world than it has before.
Yes. My pal, it is time for Pikachu. Dynamaxing.
Okay, I'm not sure if you guys have seen the video or if, Rohan, if you've seen it. But there's this video of the quirky Pokemon exploding when they're, like, faint from Dynamaxing.
What?
That's why it's called Dynamaxing. Dynamite. They explode when you faint.
Oh, Jesus!
And so this corgi Pokemon, it gets hit by the water gym leader, which, honestly, pretty good waifu, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
It gets hit with a move. And it explodes.
Good God!
It just explodes.
It's not Pokemon, that's murder.
I bet MatPat from Game Theory is gonna have a fun time.
Oh, God. Pikachu, no, no jabs. Stop. Let's do forward tilts. But yeah, I understand. Like, that is... I did not see that trailer.
Well, it's a leaked clip from gameplay that they were doing at the game festival thing. I'm not sure what it's called, but yeah, there's people playing it, and... You got to see the corgi Pokemon just explode.
Was it in the direct for? Yeah.
No, it wasn't in the direct. I think it was like either a treehouse or the conference thing with Doug Bowser and everything. Thank you, sir.
You're not welcome. Please leave my Minecraft server.
And if I find the link to the video, whether it's been removed or not, if it was a leak, I'll leave it in the description of the podcast if that's a thing I can do. And I'll also send it to you, after we're done with the recording and everything.
All right, got it. I think that's it for this topic. Like, to me, really, it doesn't really matter to me.
Yeah. But
the only thing that matters is that not all the Pokemon are going to be in, and that makes me really angry.
Mm-hmm.
Really angry. Hey, stop!
I don't want to buy the game. Because if my favorite Pokemon aren't going to be in there, what's the point? Why can't I transfer my Pokemon I've loved for generations and, like, have been with me all these years? Why can't I take them on my journey? If I can't have, like, the favorite part of Pokemon with me now, like, it's just, what's the point? Like, sure, like, there's people, I've gotten into arguments with people. Saying, like, oh, you'll just make, like, new Pokemon friends. It's just like, is that really the same, though?
That's not what we want. We want the Pokemon we've had for generations. I've had my Charizard since Heart Gold, Soul Silver.
Exactly. Do you really want to take... You want the Pokemon to come with you. And you want them to... I don't know, like, stick with you and actually be there for your journey. You want to take them everywhere. We'll just, like, show the growth and development of all your Pokemon and how they've grown over the years and see them in the new light of the new technology that we have.
And it's not, like, I understand that they're saying that the new models is a big problem for it. It's really not. People aren't they've already seen the new models. They're not that much different from the old models we had.
Mm-hmm. And also...
I'm proud of that.
Also... for the whole, you know, model things, and it's too hard. Pokemon is an over $800 billion company. And you're telling me that you guys can't get more animators? You guys could get animators for every single Pokemon and have their own, like, little team for that respective Pokemon. I don't see why it's such a problem to...
There's so many animators that, like...
would love to animate them.
Yeah. Love to animate them. I'm angry.
This is why Lucas is a good character.
I hate Lucas! Yeah, but... To me, that's my only problem with the game, honestly. Is just the fact that... It's a big problem to me. That they're not doing that.
Yeah.
But if they did, then... It'd be perfect.
Oh, yeah, it would... be absolutely amazing. And there's also no telling that they might not just do them for DLC, and they don't just want to do them all at once.
Well, has Pokemon ever had DLC?
No, but they could have free DLC.
Yeah. Maybe.
It's maybe the person at Game Freak didn't want to say. They said we're not going to touch the topic right now. Sorry for stuttering. We're not going to touch the topic of DLC right now. So we're just going to leave it at that. You know, not all the Pokemon are going to get in. But we're very sorry. And that was about it.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah. All right.
Like they haven't even talked about it to anyone. Like they haven't even addressed this problem that everyone's saying.
Yeah, everyone is outraged, or almost everyone. And there's some people that like are supporting, like, oh yeah, I don't really care. But most of the fans are kind of livid.
And if I heard correctly, they're adding new EVs, and people are probably just going to buy it for the new EVs.
Absolutely.
So
irritating.
What is?
Them not adding all the Pokemon. I want to experience and bring over all my Pokemon that I have on my Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon copy.
I lost that.
Yeah.
And my Charizard's on that too.
Okay, well maybe this doesn't affect you as much because you can't transfer all your Pokemon.
Well, actually, no, I have my Pokebank account and my DS.
Well, yes, but you don't have your Pokemon game to transfer them to there.
Fair point.
So it really is going to become from Pokemon Home to Pokemon Prison. I heard that there might be like a battle mechanic involved in Pokemon Home. But other than that...
It's not a Pokemon game. It's literally just prison. And you're the warden that just says, oh, you get to come out and play, but never again.
Yeah, and also, you could easily be waiting for like 3 to 4 more Pokemon games, however long that takes, before you get to ever see, say, your favorite Pokemon is, we'll go Dragonite for you. Okay. Because Dragonite is most likely not going to be in Sword and Shield.
I'm so mad.
And it has been leaked too. You put him into Pokemon Bank, and then to Pokemon Home. Well, Dragonite's not in the Galar deck, so it's kind of SOL. Just going to have to sit there in Pokemon Prison until the next Pokemon game where Dragonite is. And no telling when that is.
Are you choosing a character?
Oh, yes.
Continue, sorry.
But there's just no telling when the next Pokemon game is that character's going to be in there.
Yeah, it's bullcrap. But
that's all I have for that.
Same here.
Going to our next topic.
Our next topic is kind of a random topic.
Yeah, this one, we decided to go Nintendo and then switch it up a bit for the manga and anime fans.
Like the last part of the podcast. Like, we'll do more anime stuff like this. Like sometimes we'll swap it up to where it's two animes and then you have... That is not how you're supposed to use these characters.
Correct.
Anyways, but our last topic is Dragon Ball Z. A very loved anime.
It's one of the most popular animes out there. Even normies that like don't really watch anything, don't know a lot of stuff, know about Dragon Ball Z.
Anyone who says they watch anime and replies with Dragon Ball Z... So, you just watch normal stuff. You're a normal human being. You're not a...
Yeah. And normally, either Attack on Titan or Dragon Ball Z you're typically going to be your first anime that you watch.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Death Note, but most of the time, it's Dragon Ball Z or something of the sorts.
Yeah. All right. Ooh. Got it? Ha!
That sucks. Well, anyways, your favorite games, your Dragon Ball games.
Ooh. You see, there's a lot of Dragon Ball games. There's a lot.
And also, for this, we're also counting mobile games, too, because there's DBZ Legends, Dragon Ball Z Legends, and that's, we're counting as a Dragon Ball Z game. even though some people would be like, oh no, it's a mobile game. It pretty much plays exactly like Xenoverse 1 and 2.
Oh, no, 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 that's not fair. As a person who plays Xenoverse, like a pro player over here,
Okay, it is very similar too. Make sure you have like different cards to choose from and stuff. But I mean, the art style, the way you fight is very, not the way you fight, but like the way it looks when you fight is fairly similar.
I completely disagree with you, but that's fine.
Have you played Legends?
Yes, I have played Legends.
On what? You can't get it on Android.
Hey, I have ways of illegally downloading it. Wait, no. I have ways of downloading it. It's just like, it's not available on the phone I have. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I've played Legends before. I've had the game. It was just too laggy to run on my phone.
I use like a homebrewer, something like that.
I don't remember what app I used to it, but I did something.
They have iOS launchers. It's fine. But so why doesn't it play like similar? I'm not saying exactly or.
So it's me.
Yes, and it looks and plays similar. Sure, you have different arts instead of like actual combos and moves, but I mean, it looks fairly similar. You have a 3D.
It's a card draw game, and there's complete different mechanics. Xenoverse is another fighting game, and it's completely different. Xenoverse 2, hands, Xenoverse and Fighters, one of those two is my all-time favorite Dragon Ball games. I love them. Now, I'm not good at Fighters, but I'm really good at Xenoverse. So, I know someone who is really good at Fighters. We both do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's.
We won't name any names.
No.
For privacy reasons. But
I gave him the controller and he whooped my ass within 10 seconds of turning on the match.
Just in touch death. But yeah, my favorite DBZ game would probably have to be Xenoverse 2. Just because it was my first true Dragon Ball game from what you showed me.
Yeah, Xenoverse 2 is by far my favorite Dragon Ball game. I can say that.
There's just so many characters, so many diversity. Like, I haven't played the story, but the story seems pretty good.
Story is really good, actually. Like, there's no real loopholes in it, and they do throw in, like, actual animation bits. It's not gameplay for all the animations. There's fully animated bits to it.
Yeah, like stuff that you'd actually see in the anime.
And they have all the DLC. They have everybody that people want. There's more characters they can add, yes. But, like, Isabel, I don't want to party with you. Leave. But they're adding Rebrienne, who I'm very pissed about. I don't want that character in Xenoverse. It's going to disgrace my games. But I am going to buy that DLC pack specifically because they're adding God Vegeta in that. Like, red hair Vegeta.
Dang.
They're also adding Royal Blue and Fury Broly. That just got announced. If any of you watch Siriax, then you'll know that he had a topic about it today.
I want to just mention that you instant transmissioned out of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and for any of you asking, I just realized what I said. It's not that I haven't played the story. I know the game. I've played it. I only normally play it on versus mode. I played a little bit of the story. I've gotten up to the third mission. Again, that's not a lot. But I'm just like speaking from gameplay-wise, not really story. That's not really my cup of tea. Not really cup of tea, but in my realm of speaking. I can't really talk about something I haven't ever played or know anything about.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it was just a small correction. That was
also
retarded.
Before we continue, I'm not sorry for Spiky.
When?
A minute ago. On your second
stop. Over there, yes, yes.
Whee!
Suck my Isabel pee-pee.
No, you can take my full piranha plant head and put it in your ass.
It's really bad because Isabel's like, isn't she like a child?
No, she's a mayor's assistant.
And Kappa is the person that drives. There we go. Kappa is, okay, little backstory on Animal Crossing. Kappa, the person that drives the bus, is a Kappa. And Kappas are mythical creatures that used to kidnap children, enslave them, and basically turn them into slaves. And do terrible things to them.
So what just happened there?
Yeah, it just happened.
Yeah, but go ahead.
So, I think, honestly, that all children that are just taken to as Captain Nook's slaves... Tom Nook's slaves. I don't know, but it's off my little rant.
Anyways,
back on topic.
Get out of here, you freaking dog. Whew. But yes, die.
One thing I'm not good at. I don't know what you're talking to. God damn it!
It didn't spike! Sorry, we went quiet there. Anyways, back to topic. Your favorite animal game. I love Xenoverse. Xenoverse is it's one of my favorite games. And it always will be.
Mine will be Xenoverse 2, DBZ Legends, and... That's it.
Ooh, okay. Spider. Then I'm gonna go... Xenoverse 2, Fighters, Legacy of Goku 2.
What's that?
It's like a Game Boy game, and it works like an RPG. Like, you have to actually train your stats up, train your strength, and you get new forms, and you slowly level up. It's really cool.
No, I'm not admitting to anything illegal, but is it that ROM that you showed me on the computer? That you downloaded that one time?
At school?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, completely, yes.
That was really good.
I haven't touched this character since Melee. I don't like this character.
Melee?
Yeah, since Melee. Where he was bad. But okay. So those are my favorite games, and yours are yours.
Are Xenoverse, DBZ Legends, and then really it. Oh yeah, Fighters. Oh.
Yeah, Kirby.
Young Link. But okay, now moving on from that. Favorite moments of Dragon Ball.
Here we go. You go first.
Okay, I have been waiting all day to talk about this. But honestly, favorite moment of Dragon Ball is God. Okay, never mind. This will probably be a little harder than expected. The Ultra Instinct fight of Omen 1. Omen 1 Ultra Instinct. And where he first gets it. Because it's like, it's hyped up so well. You know, Beerus is just like Goku. Son Goku. And then he goes Ultra Instinct. It's built up so great. You know, the cutscene for it is just phenomenal.
That's what's
so
that...
unexpected. You're saying?
I didn't know what Kirby's down B was.
Oh. That's also so sad.
It didn't kill. That was wicked. Oh. I can get used to Kirby. Oh! We get off topic too much. Anyways, but that's fine.
Mm-hmm. So what's your favorite moment?
Majin Vegeta death.
That was sad.
I cried the first time I watched that. I was just like, no, stop. This isn't fair.
It was so selfless. Like he did it like for the betterment of everything.
It was the first, like, where you felt like Vegeta was a real person to me.
Yeah, and, like, he was putting all the anger and stuff aside.
When you saw Vegeta before, you, like, this is something Vegeta would have never done.
So it just really goes to show how much he's changed as a character.
Even now, he tried to do it again in the Tournament of Power.
Oh.
I meant to shoot that out, not swallow that, but it worked out either way.
Any health is good health. So yeah, he was really starting to turn as a selfless character. I think that was one of the first, if not like one of the very starting moments of his character kind of taking a turn for actually being
what he is now.
Yeah, what he is now.
He still has his pride, but he's willing to let go of that for his family. He's willing to do, like, the Vegeta you saw in the Cell games, like, he didn't even care he had a wife. Like, oh, he's gonna die? Does it look like I care? It's basically what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty... But now, this character that was like, I'll blow myself up again if it means saving my entire universe.
He's had some spotty moments, but I mean, overall, I mean, he's very much changed as a character. For the better.
Yes.
Also, I have to say one of my other favorite moments in, like, arcs would be the Zamasu Goku Black arc. Or Future Trunks. It's just...
which Future Trunks arc are you talking about? Oh, wait, no. The DBS Future Trunks arc? Or when he first comes in Z?
I'm talking, like, the one with Zamasu and Goku Black.
Oh, yeah, that one. I like that one.
Well, that happened.
I'm so confused.
I'm talking more of like the side of just talking about the whole Goku Black and the Zamasu, because they are my two favorite characters. So, you know, I kind of gotta like their arcs.
Yeah.
But
you really like Zamasu.
I do. I love Fuse Zamasu the most. It's just
me, his character. I don't like his character at all.
Why not? Like, what about his character?
Fusion Zamasu. I mean, no, Fusion Zamasu, I like. Normal Zamasu, I just don't like his character.
He's a god tuber. You wouldn't understand.
Your point. He is.
But yeah, I would say Zamasu, like, just regularly, is kind of strange. I wouldn't say, like, he's, like, least favorite character. I hate him. But, I mean, he's definitely strange.
He has his, like, interesting character aspects.
Mm-hmm.
I should have checked.
But he is one of my favorite characters, or half of my favorite character.
You got a point. All right. So yeah.
Yeah. I think that's all.
That is all.
I guess we'll wrap it up.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have any other thoughts on the matter?
No. To be honest, not really. This worked out a lot more than I thought it would.
Yeah.
All right. I guess so.
Yeah. Well, thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed, because we sure did.
This is a lot of fun. I really enjoy doing this. I would do this again.
Absolutely. And, you know, just, we need input, you know, so we can grow and strengthen this podcast, as it is our first episode. We are open for changes and suggestions. So, really, anything you guys have or recommend, like any topics, how the audio quality is, if we did anything wrong or things that you didn't like, please just either, you know, message me or give us some suggestions, and we'd gladly change and morph.
We're open.
So we can grow.
You guys want?
Yeah, anything. It doesn't even have to be anime or games or whatever. It can be whatever.
Yeah. Otasinodopio-san.
Well, Rohan.
Sayonara.
This is good. Sayonara.